Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. A little ZZ Top music for you there. A little blues, ZZ Top blues, some Texas blues. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. I'm still working on it. After 17 and a half years, you'd think I'd get it worked out. But anyway, it's good to have you back, folks, and 23 after. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. John Patterson's here. He knows how to laugh at me, too. He does it all the time. And he's the founder of Progressive Insights, the author of co-author of Wired and Dangerous, and other books on customer care. JohnRPatterson.com, right, John?
Yes, sir. You got it. We're laughing with you, Jim. We're
laughing with you. You're not laughing at me. You're laughing with me, right?
No, we're laughing with you because we all do the same thing.
Absolutely. If you can't laugh at yourself, you're going to miss the best laughs of your life.
You are. I love that. You know, you were just talking about something I think is really important that we bring up to these folks. And as we talk about keeping customers or figuring out why they're leaving, you use the word connection. Staying connected, the connectivity, which obviously we have many tools, as we were speaking about, many tools. But the customer today, and you talked about not being creepy, but follow them home. They want a connection. They want that connection on their terms. And our job is to figure out what that connection needs to look like for them and then make sure we keep it.
Because and home, if we don't, and home, John, it doesn't mean the place where you spend the night. It doesn't necessarily
right.
mean that. It
That's
could be
right.
a lot of.
I agree.
A phone could be in the palm of their hand. I mean, home could be in the palm of their hand, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And it varies, as you know, by age and many other demographics. But the main thing is understanding what that customer wants from the connection and being able to match up with that. So you got to have multiple ways to get to that customer and level them up on their terms. Because you know it's been out there for a long time. It takes 5 to 10 times what it takes to keep a customer to get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yep.
Not to mention what it does to your business when those customers churn. It's very, very expensive to replace them. And so, you want to get them in the zone of loyalty so they stay with you. But B, if somebody's not coming or you've lost somebody, you've got to understand. Chip and I like to call it customer forensics. You got to understand what it was that pushed them towards somebody else. Because once they become indifferent to you and you become irrelevant, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, then people can recruit them very quickly because of all the different options.
Well, I'm gonna throw another thing out for, and you know, as you know, John, my gray hair is not premature. And I've been around a long time, and I do remember when if a customer went to a competitor, the company almost took it personally. It was like, well, they're obviously we've done something wrong. They're mad at us or something, because otherwise they would never go over there to that company. But so you'd feel like you had to go mend something. You had to go apologize or something, you know.
Okay.
But today, folks, I'm going to say this again. I said it earlier, John. If a customer leaves you, it's probably not that they're mad at you. They just made another decision. So it's not like you got to apologize. You just fell off their radar screen probably. And if you get back on the radar screen, they'll come back.
Yes.
But you got to make them want to come back for one thing. When they imagine coming back, as you guys talk about all the time, you got to make them want to do that. And then you got to make it where they say, "Oh yeah, I forgot about those guys."
Yeah, you got to understand what it is about the experience. You said this earlier. You got to understand what it is about the experience. They either push them out the door or open the door for them or made you be irrelevant.
John, what do you think about asking them about that? Just, I mean, depending on the kind of company you got, just say, John, you've been doing business with me for a long time, and I noticed you haven't been back in, or we haven't done business with you for the last 6 months. And I know you use this my products on a regular basis. Would you mind telling me where you've been, why and why you went there? What could we, yeah. can we do that?
Well, you found the gold, as usual, Jim, because the gold is having that conversation. And what we tell people is if you're going to have that conversation, go in there looking for knowledge. And the knowledge mm-hmm. is what caused you to leave, what caused you to go over there. That's different from a win-back strategy. And where people go wrong is they try to combine the two. And so you just need to go in there to learn. And if you're sincere, they'll normally tell you why they left. I had a client hire me to go and talk to a major customer who had left. And I went in there and I sat down with the customer. He agreed graciously to spend an hour with me. And the first thing he said is, now, I need to understand something. They're paying you to come over here and ask me what they did wrong. I said, they are. I'm not here to win you back, although I'd love for you to go to work for them, work with them again. They're my client. But I am here because they want to make sure they understand what happened.
What did he say?
And he went through a litany. When I went back to tell him, here's why he left, they just kind of got under the table and said,
wow.
I can't believe we did that.
Wow.
Jim, you know this isn't rocket science.
No.
This is not rocket science.
It's primal. It's primordial, isn't it?
It is.
It goes all the way back. Yeah.
Here is at the root of that conversation.
Real quick, John. I got 30 seconds.
Okay, at the root of the conversation was, you match me up with somebody who didn't match with me, and I didn't like him,
wow.
and I didn't like the experience.
And he didn't tell you. He just went away, didn't he?
He just left. Boom.
Yeah. They'll do that, folks. JohnRPatterson.com. Hey, John R. Patterson, come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. John R. Patterson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.